Saul hauled him off to prison. Could have been either one, I imagine. I don't know. It probably varied in different cultures, depending on how rebellious they were and how tight a lid Rome had to have on them.
So it could have been different in this area.
Yeah. They did have different levels of liberty they'd let people have. They'd let people have right much liberty if they were good to the Romans. Could even have their own king to rule over them in with Rome over him. Herod was a king and he was very pro-Roman. Herod that tried to kill baby Jesus. Rome lacked imagination, but they were experts in government and being in control. The Greeks had the imagination. The Romans just built structures that were functional. The Greeks had the sculpture that looked like humans. Beautiful. And the philosophy, all that's Greek, not Roman. Romans were not philosophers. They were rulers. There's an old saying, but Rome loved Greece so much. There's an old saying that said, when Rome conquered Greece, Greece conquered Rome. Because they would embrace a culture and use it. Unless it was too rebellious, then they'd stomp on it. Destroy it completely, as they did the Jews. The Jews got so rebellious in the second century that the Romans ran out of trees, crucifying so many of them. And they made it a death penalty if any Jew was found in the Promised Land. Kicked them out. And they stayed gone until 1948. When they got to be a country again. A death penalty for a Jew to be in their own land. That's how rebellious they got after they rejected Jesus. When you reject Jesus, you're in a place of filthy spirits.
And I do have another question. How can we say if they were baptizing in water that John's baptism, when it clearly says that he had an unction as to whether they should be baptized or not, were they just following what they thought was right?
How could it be in Jesus' name if his heart wasn't right with God?
Yeah, they didn't have that.
It was almost like a ritual. Developing into a ritual where you just dunk somebody in water because they say they believe. It was drifting in the right. It was puzzling because it had never been that way before. But it was getting that way, and that was bad. God needed another man, quick. In the next chapter, there he is. There he is, killing people who love Jesus.
I know that you went into detail about that tonight. I don't think I ever understood how useful that was to God.
Yeah. Oh, yes. He couldn't have chosen any good man to do it, to suffer what he was going to have to suffer.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. It was very useful to find the worst guy on earth he could find. So the man wouldn't be discouraged when he suffered what he was going to suffer for the truth. And by the way, talking about Romans being, there's a famous poem from the time of Rome, describing the contributions of, and how the Greeks had these qualities the Romans didn't have, but Rome. I wish I could remember who wrote it. It's a very famous poem, and it describes how the Romans took from other cultures, but Rome had the wisdom to govern and be in control. You remember that? You were reading that? It's a pretty famous poem. From long ago. They saw it then. And that is Christianity.
I was thinking when you described Rome, I said, that's just like Christianity.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that very thought, but I didn't say it.
Yeah. It is. It's the same spirit. As long as it's in control. Mm-hmm. It's okay if you shout and speak in tongues, even a miracle or two, as long as you recognize the Trinity